So today, as we start our third full day of practice, we're going to continue to open up the field of awareness and include those mind states that were spoken of last night and the whole range of emotions as they arise in your meditation, as well as the whole thought process as well, that can also be included in your field of mindfulness. Emotions and thoughts are just as much a part of our human experience as feeling, as sensations and sounds and the breath. But they're trickier because it's so easy to get lost in them. And so the key, as was mentioned, is as much as possible not to get lost in the content, in the story of whatever feeling gets activated or whatever thought comes through the mind, but to directly experience the energy of that emotion or the process of thinking as it goes through the mind. And then we can hold it with an awareness that's not confused or lost. So let's first start by arriving in the body, once again feeling grounded and connected to the earth, feeling the support of the earth. And having the posture be both an expression of upright dignity as well as ease and receptivity. You might take a few deeper breaths and breathe in a calming energy and let it fill you, let it nourish you. And as you breathe out, let go, relax, invite ease. You might remember or find it helpful to have that soft half smile on your face, just the slight upcurling of the lips, like the Buddha's half smile. Be a Buddha. You are a Buddha. Just let yourself feel it. Then letting the breath come to its own natural rhythm. Sitting here and breathing can be the home base that you can return to whenever you're confused or scattered or lost. Here's the place of reconnection. Whether you find it helpful to use a mental note in and out, rising and falling, or counting the breaths when you're feeling scattered. Just let the breath find its own rhythm. This is what's keeping you alive. Yesterday we opened up the field to include sensations in the body besides the breath. When they become strong, to let them be the object of your mindfulness. Taking care as you need to, but being willing to explore even some difficult sensations for a little while before you move. And then moving when it becomes more of a struggle than helpful. And sounds can also be part of the meditation field. A very good subject when the mind becomes contracted. You can spend the whole period just listening to sounds, relaxed and receiving, simply knowing hearing is happening. Same with images, knowing that you're seeing. And as we spoke of last night, when any difficult energy, emotional energy arises, that also is part of the meditation. Those hindrances that come to all people who meditate, desire or wanting, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, doubt. These are just part of the human experience. You don't need to judge or take ownership when they arise. Just explore with a very kind awareness. And the same for any other emotion as it arises. Sadness, fear, anger, loneliness, love, joy, compassion, calm. When a strong emotion appears, that's the meditation. You might use that RAIN acronym that we spoke of. Recognize, what do I feel right now? Allow it to be here. Investigate or bring an interest to your experience. How does it feel in the body or the mind? And that non-identification, not taking it personally. It's just part of being human. Let yourself feel it for a little while, as long as you can be interested and centered around it. If it's too much, then you can bring self-compassion. Or you can just turn your attention elsewhere if it's a struggle. And when thoughts become predominant, to simply know that thinking is happening as another part of our experience. Just like hearing or breathing. Often when you become aware that you're thinking, the thoughts dissolve because you're not feeding them. That's okay. You don't need to go holding on or looking for them. You can see how empty they are. And then returning to the breath or the moment, however it is appearing. Sometimes there's a persistent kind of a thought, planning or judging or remembering. If you find that a recurring thought is happening, you might even name it, oh, planning or remembering. But if it keeps on coming up, there's a good possibility that there's a feeling underneath it. And so you might ask at that time, what am I feeling right now? Because that's the source of that thought. And then, as we said, just feel the feeling as it is. If all of this seems like a lot to remember, don't worry about it. It all comes down very simply to noticing what is happening now. Letting your experience be as it is and opening to it with a kind, interested, relaxed awareness. One moment at a time.